begin the current daf masech the sukkah daf tesvo begin them a base begin the test master begin with the gemara but vocha epsilon tamtim, but it's possible to be precise, which Tois explains kosukkah daitach. The gemara's assumption is the hodik matarits this that the gemara answered benechnis v'yaitzei that it's not difficult on the manda amar of regarding parts ka'imid. Because this that we said that because it's actually more than the shvudim, because it comes in and out. What the Gemara was answering was, whenever you're going to do it, that you could the space in between could take in and out. Who the ain't derech letamtzim, because it's not the norm to be so precise. So it's actually more pirtza than the oimer. That's why it's possible. But it is possible with tzamtzim, and still because of the that we learn in the Mishnah, kamoisin gesheva that if it's the same amount, it's going to be kol shayiv. Parts kamed ayiv, it's the breach the same as the closed off area, and you see that it's going to be aser. And that mashani the Gemara answers that no, Menavami says no b'madif. We're talking about that the space of the gaps means we see it's going to be kosher. So we say no b'madif, which is shvayan the madam parts kamed is aser, and that's Gemara says no b'madif. We actually have the space of the gaps are bigger. We must think and therefore you don't find Mishnah validating it when it's exact. It's not difficult on the mandama of Paritz Ka'imid is Asr. Here we see it's Kashr. It's not Paritz Ka'imid. It's actually that the Kashr Schach is actually more than the non-Kashr. It says it's because it's difficult, this interpretation, because the Inzu Sugesh the Hashas, this is not the way a Gemara usually has such a theme. Because it's like the Gemara is answering the ain't a chesish because it's like as if it's saying I'm not really concerned with your question. The loyal mar ben etzav yaitzu, we're really maintaining what we had said. It is that comes in and out. The Gemara is asking I efshel tamzim. They're saying he says no. We didn't do it. We didn't do it b'mitzumtzim. So it's not really answering the question. It's just saying your question is not a question. And so it says it's not the norm of how a Gemara usually has a shaka batay. So rather be someone says what you can say is like this a different shot. B'madif, what does it mean, B'madif? Shemamba b'pesal, shemachasa shvudim. Actually, it is actually mitzumtzum. It's not like the way Rashi says that actually the gap is bigger and we weren't so precise. It's just that shemamba b'pesal, shemachasa shvudim, you're adding that much kosher schach, that not only is it taking up the gaps, it's even covering where the spits are. V'nimsis, it comes out, schach kosher, rabba schach, pasma, but like that, you're going to have more kosher schach than the pasal schach, and therefore it's going to nullify it, and it's going to be considered as if the whole sukkah is covered with kosher schach, and that's why it's kosher. And similarly, he says, but this is actually how Rashi explains the next sentence of the Gemara of Rava, that if it was placed vertical, you put it horizontal, which Rashi explained, because then by default, you're going to be having, although it is the same amount of space, but you're going to have to have more kosher schach, because it's going to be hanging on the perpendicular dimensions, you're going to have more kosher schach than the pasal schach. But then, according to the interpretation that we're giving for the first teretz in the Gemara, so it sounds like it's the same teretz that Rashi gives for the second teretz in the Gemara. So it says, this is what Rabbi in the second teretz is coming to tell us. No, he's disagreeing. He's saying, no, actually, Madav is not going to work. Why not? Because sometimes the person is not going to pay attention. And Loyal Bekosh is not going to have more kosher schach than pasal schach. And because he's not going to add on more, he's just going to fill up the gaps, which is actually the same amount. And because when you're going to do it the way Rav is teres, you're going to change it to do it crisscross. It's not possible that you're not going to be doing more, and therefore he holds specifically. It's the same idea, but he holds specifically in the way he's prescribing. But it's difficult according to this interpretation. And that is the ain doima she is batal. It doesn't seem to be that she is batal schach pasal bekasha, that you could be nullifying the pasal schach with the kasha schach. I af b'shakasha roi. But although we're describing that you madif that you're having more kosher than non-kosher, but keeping the ain merovin zebezes since they're not really mixed one with the other, the nika kolech but the asm each one is recognizable and own. The spit is definitely recognizable from the bamboo. Commercial Bekunja, like Rashi explains, because the Kasha Chabot, the Leil, the Gemara brings previously, the Naftesma Beis, regarding Chavata, that She'irvan, that because you're mixing it together, the Be'in and Nikr, Hainu Apostle, Hainu Kasha. You can't recognize what's the Kasha, what's the Apostle. Therefore, you're going to have Bitl, but if not, Bitl is not going to work. So it's difficult in the interpretation that we're saying, as if there's going to be a Bitl. So it's because Rabbeinu Tam Iker. Rather, therefore, the text of Rabbeinu Tam is actually primary. The girl is that his gears is actually not like we have it in the Dirim Maschal. Rather, his gear says Vohi Efshel Tzamtzim. But it's not possible to be precise, just like we explained in the previous tesis. But Nichla Figasase, and therefore makes sense according to his text. So it comes out that these two answers in the Gemara, Rabbah and Rabbah, when they're coming to answer, it's not command the Amar parts coming to the way Rashi had it, as if we're resolving that man the Amar parts coming to us. No, they're not coming to answer him. Because actually, this Gemara's question of the Yevshel Tzamtzim is actually according to everyone, as we explained in the previous tesis. I'm like, Yersa, countries. According to Rashi's Girsa, Kaima Hashlish and the command of the coming us, we're specifically coming to answer. The Gemara is having this whole shock of retire to answer according to one who holds Parz Kamen Zasa. But the problem is, behind the Lakihilka, so we don't generally spend a lot of time trying to resolve opinion. That's not halachically the Mepher Kamen the Erevin, because in the first part, you never have the Zaman base, but Skin halachic about Dama Mutter. We rule that Parz Kamen is Mutter. So it'd be difficult, according to the way Rashi's Girsa, we're spending all this time to resolve Mand Amar, that's Shaloi Kehilka, so Parz Kamen is Zasa. So next says Master begin with the Gemara Barucha Vishtekrai. We're talking about that you have the long side of the bed and two legs, or Bigtar Shtekrai, the narrow bedpost and the two legs. So Taisa says, Sugya de Shmaitin, the Sugya of our teaching that says that the Ktsara, the narrow part of the bed and the two legs, Amakabal Tumah, that's Kirib Nechemim. The Rabbanon, let me tell Baruch Hashem, because the Rabbanon, they actually don't say it's going to be tummy, as if it's a kli with the long bed side of the bed and two legs. So we have a bed that was tummy medrash, because it's a kli that's meant to be stepped on and laid on. So nitla katzara, shtekirai. Let's say you remove the narrow part of the bed and two legs. It's still going to be tummy. Aruch Shtekraim, if you take away the Aruch Shtekraim, oh, that's a big part of the bed, that's tar. Now, therefore, it's going to be tar. But you see that the Aruch Shtekraim is not itself going to be considered as something that's Makabal Tumah. But Nechemia, who was saying that halacha that we're quoting over here, is like, he holds mitama, yeah, these are considered Kalim. As Agamar ultimately explains, what utility of Aruch Shtekraim or Katsar Shtekraim. Now, but says Taisis, oh, okay, so Arasuk is like a Mechemia, but Taisis qualifies as Bedavka Kishikola Mita Kayemas, specifically if the whole bed is around. And, second of all, the Kula Shalad Mechem, it's all of one person. Shasayfoy Lachs of Lachaber. So what's significant about that? That ultimately, it's going to be put back and connected. So then we could, even though it's disconnected right now, but then the Arucha Bishtei Kraim could be considered as a Kli. I will never make tzaz, but let's say part of it was laws, or it's just many other more, it's owned by two different people, since you're not necessarily going to go put it back together again, because it's, yeah, two people are dividing it. I feel like, then even if you have the long bedpost and you have the two legs, or it's going to be tar, and in Perek Shesh Achol, and Brachas of Menim Beis, my scene lights brought, Mita Shenigna Belchetzia, if you have a bed to have, it was stolen, or Shabda Chetzia, if it was lost, or chalku achan ashutvin of brothers or partners divided, tar, it's going to be tar. When it's put back, that's what I said, when two people, it's not going to be tummy. Because when you put it back, make a bezel tummy, kala then it's only going to come to me from here on, because now it's back again, but it's not laba freya. Now, Tais addresses, he says, and hasim, this is the mission teacher over there. Kera, the leg, shoyset me medrus, that was tummy medrus, where a tummy person, Zav, had laid on, stepped on it, laid on it, the chibulamit islamins put back onto its bed to me, it's going to be tamay, pierced when it's removed. He tamaya, medris, it's going to be tamay medris. Tamit the maga medris in the bed, which is only connected to the medris, is tamay because it touched the medris. One thing is, I'm the curl of the tamay, you see what I mean? Even just the leg itself is tamay. Here we're saying in Al Sugya, that has to be aruchosh de kraim, or ketzosh de kraim, how could be one leg? So it's no hangal achos chibulamit, that's only after it was attached to the bed. Then what happens? Chayzle tamishon, it goes back to its old tama. I feel the mitzvah of tatar even by a tar bed. Of course, much like chibroi, but as long as it wasn't attached, then it's going to be tar. Av bishop bishop mitzvah me, even if it's removed from a tummy bed, because like we're saying, it has to be at least a ruch shtekraim or kutzor shtekraim to have this halacha of tama when it's attached, and one leg would not be enough.